Exit Music by Ian Rankin. Read by James McPherson. Day 1, Wednesday, 15th of November, 2006. The girl screamed once. Only the once. But it was enough. By the time the middle-aged couple arrived at the foot of Rayburn Wynd, she was kneeling on the ground, hands over her face, shoulders heaving with sobs. The man studied the corpse for a moment, then took out his phone and called the emergency number. It was 10 minutes before the police car arrived, during which time the girl had tried to leave, the man explaining calmly that she should wait, his hand rubbing her shoulder. His wife was seated curbside, despite the night-time chill. November in Edinburgh. Not quite cold enough for a frost, but heading that way. King's Stables Road wasn't the busiest of thoroughfares. At night, it could be a lonely spot, with not much more than a multi-storey car park on one side, Castle Rock and a cemetery on the other. The middle-aged couple had been to a carol service in St Cuthbert's Church, helping raise money for the city's children's hospital. The woman had bought a holly wreath, which now lay on the ground to the left of the corpse. "I want to go home," the girl was complaining between sobs. Suddenly, their faces turned blue. The police car was arriving, lights flashing. "Here they come," the man said, placing his arm around her shoulders as if to comfort her, removing it again when he saw his wife was watching. Two uniformed officers emerged. One of them carried a large black torch. Rayburn Wynd was steep and led to a series of mews conversions above garages, which would once have housed the monarch's carriages and horses. "Maybe he slipped and banged his head," the man offered. "Or he was sleeping rough, or had a few too many." "Thank you, sir," one of the officers said, meaning the opposite. His colleague had switched the torch on, and the middle-aged man realised that there was blood on the ground. Blood on the slumped body's hands and clothes. The face and hair were clotted with it.
"Or someone smashed him to a pulp," the first officer commented. "Unless, of course, he slipped repeatedly against a cheese grater."
His young colleague winced. "Whose is the wreath?" he asked.
My wife's," the man stated.